Good afternoon and happy Mother's Day. For today, it looks cool and raw, highs remaining in the upper 40s and lower 50s. We'll see occasional showers through the day with some briefly heavy downpours possible. Most of the rain will be done with by the early evening, with skies remaining cloudy overnight tonight. Lows will be into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Monday and Tuesday will be the wettest days, with widespread rain likely from Monday afternoon through Tuesday morning. Some of the rainfall could be locally heavy, especially Monday night. There may be some snow mixed in for areas above 2,000 feet across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains Monday night as well. By Tuesday afternoon, expect the rain to slowly taper off to scattered showers before coming to an end Tuesday night. Highs both Monday and Tuesday will only be in the lower 50s. Wednesday will be dry with partly sunny skies and highs in the lower 60s. The chance for showers moves in again by the end of the week, but the good news is temperatures will be back up into the upper 60s and lower 70s through early next weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front extending from the Mid-Atlantic roughly southwestward to the central Gulf Coast will slowly begin to move eastward to the Mid-Atlantic and southeast coast by Monday morning as additional upper-level energy over the middle of Mississippi Valley moves eastward. The boundary will move off most of the Mid-Atlantic and southeast coast by Monday evening while lingering over Florida. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of the front from parts of the southern Mid-Atlantic to the central Gulf Coast that will similarly move off the southern and Mid-Atlantic and southeast coast overnight tonight and into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms will linger along the eastern Gulf Coast and parts of Florida through Tuesday morning. Rain will also develop over parts of the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley into the northern Mid-Atlantic and parts of the Northeast. The upper-level energy over the middle Mississippi Valley will move to the northeast while strengthening by Tuesday. As the energy strengthens, rain will develop over parts of the Great Lakes and into the Ohio Valley today. The rain will continue over the Great Lakes into the northeast through late Monday night, when the rain will end over the upper Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley. The rain will continue over parts of the lower Great Lakes to the northeast through Tuesday. In addition, snow will develop over parts of the highest elevations of northern New England overnight Monday into Tuesday morning. The energy will also produce rain over parts of the middle of Mississippi Valley and central plains today that will expand into parts of the upper Mississippi Valley and northern plains by this evening. Overnight tonight, the rain will end over the upper and middle Mississippi Valley and the northern and central plains. Additionally, weak upper-level energy will aid in producing light rain over parts of the upper Mississippi Valley on Monday afternoon and into Monday evening. Meanwhile, another area of upper-level energy over northwestern Mexico will move eastward into Texas while weakening by Tuesday. As the energy moves eastward, moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico will flow northwestward into western Texas. The energy will trigger showers and thunderstorms over the southwest and Mexican border that will expand northward into the southwest and into parts of the southern Rockies today. Overnight tonight, the showers and thunderstorms will move into western Texas and expand into the western Gulf Coast on Monday evening and into Tuesday. Elsewhere, a weak cold front will move into parts of the northern high plains on Monday that will move eastward into the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley by Tuesday. The system will produce rain with embedded thunderstorms overnight tonight over parts of the northern Rockies and northern high plains that will expand into the central Rockies and northern central plains overnight Monday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from as high as 98 at Death Valley, California, to as low as 17 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, periods of rain, highs in the upper 40s. In Boston, showers, highs in the upper 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy skies, highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature for Albany today is 68. The average low temperature is 46. The record high is 91, set back in 1881. The record low is 29, set back in 1969. The sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m. The sunset is at 8:08 p.m. That's 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 11 seconds more than yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Cloudy skies with a chance for a few showers today, highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with a slight chance for a shower tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, showers today, highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with a chance for a shower tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, Cloudy skies with scattered showers today. Highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with a chance for a few showers tonight. Lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, showers today. Highs in the middle 40s. Cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance for a few showers. Lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with showers today, highs in the lower 50s, cloudy skies with a chance for a shower tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for Monday, cloudy skies with showers, especially by the afternoon and through the evening, highs in the lower 50s. For Tuesday, cloudy skies with a few showers, highs in the lower 50s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the low 60s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, the chance for a few showers, highs in the middle 60s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, the chance for a few showers, highs in the upper 60s. And for Saturday, partly sunny, the chance for a shower, highs in the lower 70s. To all the moms, have a great Mother's Day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Greg Pollack.